Check us out online at www.radiosonar.co.uk.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello. You're right. Am I coming through?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I need to turn your gain up. Apparently, give me a sec.
Is it really fair to say we can hear him if we're in the same room as him?
Yeah. Say something, yeah. Leo.
Hello.
Yeah, that's fine. Are we
actually testing on air?
It's fine. That's fine. How's everyone?
Good.
Yeah.
Burnt out.
Yeah, it's tiring life at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got to like write words all the time. Yeah. Yesterday was good. I did about 1,500 words yesterday.
That's good.
That's really good.
Well, it's probably all rubbish, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you know.
But it'll get done.
Everything's
always
good.
Always does. How are you, Lou?
Hi, I'm
Sean,
all right.
Sean, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Everyone's friends.
Until the end of the show.
Oh, we haven't done our jingle yet.
Radio. Show.
Okay, yeah. Now the show's done.
So, how was your Easter?
That's all right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed my Easter, kind of.
You go home for a while and it just kind of resets everything. Like, your sleep pattern just gets back to normal and you're actually, like, full of nice food and stuff.
Yeah, I got bacon in bed every morning.
Wow.
Bacon sandwiches every morning.
Bacon in bed, mate.
I was happy to go back to a cheese toasty machine that could work.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
What happened to your cheese toasty machine?
No, I got it.
The world needs to know.
Yeah, it was like a £9 Asda one. And it doesn't work properly. It doesn't toast all the way through.
Surprised.
Yeah.
My Easter holiday was alright. I went home with the expectation that I'll get my dissertation done at home. But every day, my mates were like, do you want to go bowling? I'm like, yeah. Do you want to go play crazy golf? Yeah.
You had a 10-year-old's holiday.
Yeah, I totally did. Do you all go watch the football? Yeah.
Oh, did you go watch Norwich?
Not at last. In the pub, so it was quite manly. So yeah, I didn't get half as much done as I wanted to.
You came back a week before us.
So I came back a week early to get it done, and that was quite a good idea.
Yeah, fair enough. If I had done that, I'd be finished by now. But
I'm almost there.
Well, how far has everyone got left on theirs in terms of like words and stuff? Because I think I'm like 2,500-3,000 words away.
I'm exactly 1, like 1,000.
I'm about 2,000 words away.
Pretty much done.
Alright.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, well.
You had like 5,000 before we left for Easter.
Yeah.
How are you doing again, Ash?
Yeah, about 2,500 left, I think.
Cool. We're going from topic to topic, I know. But who got Easter eggs?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I got an Easter egg. I got four Easter eggs.
I got one.
I have five. I got five Easter eggs, guys.
I got more than Leo. I got one, and I'm a diabetic.
I didn't want any.
I got cream eggs. Mum gave me like a big 12-pack of cream eggs.
I wanted money.
That'd have been better.
I wanted money. That's the spirit of Easter, kids.
Were they standard sized cream eggs or those diddy little novelty ones?
No, normal ones. Mm. Big books. Like, I like them. Actually, they're good. They must be horrible for a diabetic, actually.
Yeah.
Just like literally chocolate food. With sugar.
Well, actually, until I was 17, I thought there was real egg inside.
That would be horrible. How do you believe that? 17. Right, anyway, so like music. Gonna play, I don't know, it's just gonna be random again. I keep listening to Oasis at the moment, which is weird for me.
That's something to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah. Libertines.
Well, I think Oasis has pretty much been ruled out of Glastonbury from what I read this morning.
Well, Glastonbury,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we'll play Biffy Clyro because they're festivals. Friends,
their festivals,
and Bombay Bicycle Club because they are as well. And I don't actually know how this song goes, so we'll find out. And when we'll be back.
Check us out online at www.radiosonar.co.uk.
That's cool noise.
Nice.
So we haven't been here for 3 weeks.
Oh,
so
missed
there's
you.
Got to be at least some really good news stories, eh, Louis?
Some stuff has happened, hasn't it? Libertines are back.
Let's join me on that.
I probably won't go and watch, but I like them.
What's the point? A rubbish band.
They got very unique sound.
I could have saw. I was there. It's not even their first reunion, and everyone's acting like it is their first reunion. That annoys me.
I didn't even know they had officially broken up, to be honest. Like,
that annoys me.
I don't really care that it's a reunion. I just care that they're playing.
Well, that's what's been hyped as. There's another.
They did that wedding headline.
Yeah, I was there.
And then they left, and they didn't even say they were leaving or anything, or that they're on hiatus. They just, all right, we're coming back. It's a reunion because we just haven't done anything for a few years.
I was at that wedding show, and I saw NoFX instead.
That's a good choice.
Good choice.
And how reformed are Oasis, or is that all just
you know what that is? They've got. I'm pretty sure they got a re-release in the next few weeks of an album.
Definitely, maybe. I think.
So I think that, no, it's more to do with that.
I swear they.
Well, yeah, but it's you know, well, didn't get that much press.
It didn't.
So I think it's a bit of a PR thing.
Because I swear, like a week ago, it was more or less nailed on that they were going to be the last Glastonbury headliners, and now it's
that
not going to
happen.
Comes
out all the time. Everyone's mentions it.
Who's going to be?
It never happens. Oh, Glastonbury. They said something today, but it's going to come out soon.
Who have they got at the moment?
Arcade Fire and Kasabian.
Okay. That's awful.
Yeah, I wouldn't care about that. They're Friday and Sunday, so whoever they're yet to announce is going to be Saturday.
Do you think it'll be a bit of a
Prince?
No, I think that's the hype's going down now.
I have no idea, Prince? Actually.
Yeah, apart from the shows in London.
Yeah, that's
like, is he doing a festival?
No, I
can't think it was going to be Fleetwood Mac because they've just reunited for the American tour.
Could be Kate Bush.
Oh, that's a good shout, actually.
That's not a bad shout.
Headlining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's a big enough name, but it's quite Glastonbury.
Her UK tour, like, sold out in, like, a ridiculous amount of time.
About an hour after it sold out, they were resale running for, like, £1,000
already. So I think that might be a shout.
Yeah, that's
Justin Timberlake doing stuff.
He could do something.
I think he might be. I couldn't be surprised if they popped him up as a headliner.
They're both good shouts. What a lone sir.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of either of them. I was really trying to think this morning who it would be.
I want to see Kanye.
Yeah, that would be the dream.
That'd be cool. I'd go. Well, I wouldn't go because I couldn't afford
but
it.
But Glastonbury, I'm not doing Glastonbury. Like, the resale tickets sold out in minutes. Apparently, like, hundreds of thousands of people applied for it for only, like, 1,000 resale tickets.
About 12 minutes, apparently. All gone.
Yeah, Libertines reunion, not fussed personally.
Good.
That lineup looked really bad as well, didn't it? Anyone else?
Oh, the British Summertime lineup. I'll get that out quickly.
It was like Spiritualized, The Enemy. Although I do like The Enemy.
Was it
the Pogues are the subheadliner?
That's a weird one.
That is weird, isn't it? Yeah.
It's going to be the middle of the summer.
They're only
the
relevant
everyone
for
knows.
Christmas, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Mail Online.
That won't have the lineup.
No, it's not going to have the lineup, is it?
I don't think I've seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either.
British Summertime Libertines lineup. There we go.
Is this Hyde Park?
Yeah, it's Hyde Park. It's like probably like a day after the Black Sabbath one, I imagine. What other festivals? Anything? Any other festivals announced?
Well, I'm probably going to buy Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight.
But the more I look at the lineup, it's rubbish. I really want to see Chili's and Biffy Clyro. They'll be awesome. And everything else there is a bit rubbish.
Biffy Clyro would be amazing.
Yeah.
What albums? Anyone listen to any good albums? Men Singers albums, alright?
What am I listening to? There's no time for music.
Yeah, off? There's no time for music. Oh, the off one.
Is it good?
It's the same as everything Keith Morris has ever done.
Oh.
So I like it, but...
Cool.
Yeah. You need, because we've been writing the whole time, haven't we? You need music that kind of sits in the background.
Yeah, I can't listen to music now when I do meditation. I have to pause
everything. I quite often put the radio on because the music's rubbish, so it doesn't distract you.
Yeah.
Or really bad TV.
Not bad TV, but I spent the whole holidays watching The X-Files.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised you got into that.
That's the kind of show you get into.
Yeah, it's down by street, like... all that paranormal stuff and like one guy who believes everything and then a little redhead skeptic. It's really cool.
He's in a movie.
I don't want to see it.
Billy Connolly that?
Yeah, he plays a priest or something.
It's alright. It's actually alright, the film.
I'll give it a go. I want to finish the series first though. I'm not even halfway through.
I want to watch Frozen.
It's good.
It looks good. Everyone's talking about it.
Why is everyone going on about it?
It's the best Disney film that there's been for a while.
The best film I've ever seen.
It's the songs. Everyone loves the songs.
Yeah. The songs are good, yeah.
They're really good.
I think that's on my to-do list now.
I liked it.
Actually, that one's good.
I watched a documentary about prostitution last night. It was really good.
How did you get from Frozen to that?
What I've been watching.
I watched the first episode of that Fargo thing.
Good.
Really weird, actually.
Anyone watch the EastEnders where Lucy Beale got killed?
Nope.
I love how you can derail it onto a subject no one cares about.
Which one's Lucy Beale? Is that Ian Beale's daughter?
Yeah.
What, the blonde girl?
Yeah. Dead,
what, she got killed in EastEnders?
So who done
That's
it?
That's a bit weird.
So who done it? I think it's the brother.
Oh, God.
I think it's the brother, mate.
Oh, I might have to start watching again.
Is Ian Beale a suspect? Because I know
he's been in Shatters, mate. Shattered.
He can't be a suspect.
He is in Shatters.
Hobo.
He's in Shatters.
He is in
Shatters. Shatters of Tears.
Words.
Norwich.
We can do a couple more songs because this isn't really the new section anymore. No. We said like Libertines and that was it.
Libertines.
And then we can talk about the rest of our lives.
What? Teacher got stabbed.
Oh, that's very nice.
There we go.
Da-da. That was Louis fading out because he's a pro.
I'm quite good at that song.
It was a bit sudden. Should have done it a bit longer.
Sorry.
So yeah, we like that song.
I do, surprisingly.
It's
like
chilled. It's nice. It's nice.
Wasn't amazing.
Was that Coldplay?
Yeah.
Oh
well, I didn't hate it. I wasn't paying any active attention, to be honest.
I didn't like how it built up. like at the end.
The well, what was it meant to do?
The start was alright. I was worried that I was going to like it.
It couldn't. It
luckily,
couldn't just stay.
It got progressively worse. I'm okay.
It couldn't just stay like that the whole song. No, that wouldn't be a song. It's got to do something.
No, that'd be cool. I think that'd be kind of like
enjoy. Yeah.
Atmospheric.
And really then some noise, and then some jazz.
Yeah. It's nice.
And then Kanye.
Yeah, Coldplay do like jazz.
It was a nice song.
Well, that's Louis' verdict.
Yeah, nice song.
Don't like his voice.
Surprisingly nice song.
So it's been 3 weeks. Yeah. Anyone got some gig reviews they'd like to tell us about?
I went to loads of gigs.
Tell us about
something. I went to what they called The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die.
You got it on first time, yeah.
Got it. They were really good. I was surprised. I quite emailed. I wasn't that into them before I went, but I had so much hype around them and I had a free ticket.
Yeah.
So I went. And I was really surprised. Drummer was really good. They're all emo-y and they're on acid.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, we just took some acid.
Oh, standard, yeah.
And yeah, they were really, like, it was surprisingly cool. They got, they'll be like quite big in the whole alternative. This is
DIY. They already kind of are.
Yeah, they're gonna get bigger though, I think.
In the post X scene.
I think they might
jam for ages. Cause yeah, yeah, they like did they that. Could go on and on.
Yeah, they really went for those. And the vocals.
That'd be pretty cool.
Vocals like. On par.
Were they?
Yeah, like, surprisingly decent.
Why have they got such a silly long name?
Because they're an emo band, and there was, like, a phase in that real emo kind of stuff where you just had to have a ridiculously long name for a while.
How long have they been going for?
A few years.
Yeah, a few years.
Yeah, I've been rocking. They got two albums, I think. Or one album.
Two. Yeah, they got two, I think, and then EP.
Some EPs. They're doomed. They're part of a... scene.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming back. The Midwest emo revival.
Yeah, they're definitely in the forefront of it.
Midwest emo revival.
I'd like to see him at Jabberwocky.
The real thing, Luke.
No, I know. Hotel.
They'd play Jabberwocky, maybe.
They definitely would.
Yeah, I'd like to see him at
Jabberwocky. They're a Jabberwocky band.
Was that in Norwich?
No. Well, that gig was in Norwich. Mm. Festival's in London. Who else? Then I went to see Alkaline Trio and Bayside twice. Not once, but twice.
That was good, wasn't it?
Started a tour and ended a tour, Ellis. That's the type of guy I am. I don't like to see band just once. I go see him twice.
Okay.
Yeah, believe that.
I believe you.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they're really good.
Really good.
Yeah, I just wrote the review.
Oh, okay.
So, keep an eye out on the old website.
www.audio.com.
What's your verdict?
Well, my verdict of Audio Addict. That's right. Oh, hello, look, it's Martin.
Oh, he's building up hype again.
Oh.
We should talk about that, but not now.
After this commercial break, the winners are the boys.
Oh, right.
Well done, boys.
Well done, well chaps.
That must have sounded so bad on air. Midway through an Alkaline Trio review.
We're no longer editors.
Does that mean we can officially just stop? Should we just get up and leave now?
Should we just go?
This is not a thing anymore.
Well, we've had a good one, guys.
They'll just come in. We'll be like, oh, right, we're leaving.
Wait, that could still mean like us, the boys. We're all boys.
Yeah, we're boys.
We are the winners.
We're the boys. Yes.
We're
boys.
Yes.
So yeah. Anyway, Alkaline Trio. They were really good.
They were good.
They were, yeah. Leo came with me 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And that was the closest they've ever done to a greatest hit set, I'd say.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Because, like, before I've seen them, last time I saw them, I didn't do Radio or Stupid Kid.
That's
the time before
ridiculous.
I saw that, I didn't do Radio and didn't do Private Eye. But this time they did all of them. They did This Could Be Love. They did Time to Waste.
Oh, man.
They did Cringe. Every Fuck Needs a Lady. Like, loads of bangers.
Yeah.
Like, loads of
them. That's what you want to hear when you say Alkaline
Trio. Totally. So that was the closest.
Like, random album track.
Yeah. And so that was the closest they've ever done to a greatest hit set in this country. So it's quite cool. I got to see it twice. And what else would I say about them? The first time I saw them, they were flawless. Second time I saw them, they had to end a tour jitters, I'd say.
Yeah, they did.
His voice.
And Matt Skiba was completely, like, he couldn't sing.
His voice
really.
Was blown a bit.
Yeah, his voice was gone, so he was just screaming absolutely
Dan
everything.
Dan Adriano definitely has a better voice than that band.
Yeah, he
I think.
Does, yeah. And he's much more kind of consistent with it as well.
Yeah.
Like, he writes the best songs,
yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
Some of my favourite album.
Fine is my favourite song.
Stupid Kid.
Yeah.
Not Stupid Kid. I'm Dying Tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Just a fantastic. That's one of my favourite.
He's so good. He is like the secret weapon of that band,
yeah.
I think. Focally.
Underrated.
What else would I say about it? The new stuff, I hate the new album, pretty much, apart from a couple of tracks.
I thought it was better than the one before.
Nah, I disagree.
Really?
I loved This Addiction.
I thought it was just like a bit toned down for them.
Yeah, a bit.
I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I thought the new one was more like a B-sides album.
Yeah. It came across well, better.
It came across well, some of those tracks. Like, She Lied to the FBI.
Well, I thought it was all right. It was like a, you know, a solid 6 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, and they were punkier live and,
much more punky.
Yeah. Punk, like, really, like, propagandy fast.
Yeah, well, I can. Aren't they. What label are they on? Are they still on Asian Man?
I'll have a look.
I don't know.
But I think. Yeah, I just think the label would make them be a bit more polished in the studio.
Yeah, because they didn't come from
that kind of punk scene.
Totally. So yeah, the live.
Epitaph from the look of it.
They're a bit grittier live and a bit faster, and that was quite nice to see. And it was rough around the edges, that's how I put it.
It was rough around the edges,
but that's what you want out of an Alkaline Trio gig.
It was scruffy and raw, yeah, it's exactly what you want. And plus, finishing on radio.
Was really cool.
That was a moment for me. Mm. Oh.
It was really cool.
No words can describe it.
That's all I've got to say about Dan the Sack for from band Alkaline Trio.
Cool.
Read the review tomorrow, maybe.
Check it out.
www.audio-addict.co.uk.
Wait, check it out.
What about you, Alex? Go to any gigs?
I did not. I barely left my house.
I just I watched the X-Files.
Sean?
No.
Leo?
No.
Oh, well, I'm the only one for
social
life.
Oh, no, you did go to a gig. You went to Alkaline Trio.
I did. I went to see Alkaline Trio.
How was it?
What were they like?
It's not funny. It's not funny.
It is.
But are you telling us what's funny?
Oh, I'll tell you what's funny. My new tattoo. You haven't seen it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, got to shoot a new tat.
Okay, then.
This is good on the radio.
Yeah, they can all see it.
We can describe it.
Hold it up to the webcam.
I got an R28 on my postcode on my foot.
Oh, God.
Why is it?
I thought it'd be funny.
That must have really hurt.
It was surprisingly well painful.
Oh, I bet that's a horrible place.
It's very good and helpful tattoo, really, because if he does get drunk in the street, you know, the first place the doctors look is on the foot for a postcode tattoo.
Yeah, taxi.
It's common. Yeah.
I can't wait for someone to be asked, what's your postcode? I'll be like, let me just check.
You would stick your feet in front of the taxi driver's head just hovering there waiting for him to drive you to your place.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, that's something I did, which I thought was quite funny.
I just wake up one day and thought,
go get postcode tattoo.
I'm going to need that on my foot, aren't I?
Yeah.
No, alright, fair enough. So that's the gig reviews, really.
Yeah, what about previews? Anyone going? Oh, me and Neo, I'm going to a show tonight.
Where are you going?
It's in Dan the Sack versus Scroobius PIP till I DIE.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Did you like that, PIP till I DIE?
Yeah, you've done it before.
You
didn't laugh then.
Lemon Itch, and I love Itch, apart from much of the new album. Last time he didn't even do the. He didn't even do Stu. Well, he didn't play Spooky Kids or London's Burning last time I saw him.
What?
But,
how can he not play them?
I know.
They're like his solo ones that people know.
I know, right? So hopefully he'll be a bit better tonight. But he's awesome. As a front man, he's just awesome. Every time I see him, he looks really good.
Brilliant.
So I'm looking forward to seeing him.
So much attitude.
And then it's Dan the Sack versus Scroobius Pip, who are just like the best duo ever. Ever.
What about Laurel and Hardy?
Better than Laurel and Hardy.
Bold
claim.
What?
Bold claim.
What?
You say Dan the Sack and Scooby Snoop better than Laurel and Hardy. That's not true.
They're not comparable.
Oh, what? they're comparable.
Yeah. They do different things.
Duos.
Yeah, they always get into fine messes.
There's not a better duo on the planet than Dan the Sack versus Scooby Snoop.
Well, they are kind of a comedy duo live.
Yeah, they go back and forth. Yeah, they have the best banter you will ever see on stage.
Not as good as the Chuckle Brothers.
No, they have better banter.
Yeah, I know, he's got you there.
Have me there, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah,
my little Tinder date.
Ah,
what's her name?
It's a name.
It is a name. We've narrowed it down that far. She has a name, and it is a name.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say on the air.
Say it.
Oh, because we do have thousands
of
listeners.
Over and over again.
Over and over.
Right, Ellen.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
We've got her on the line.
Oh, that would have been so amazing. Oh.
So yeah, that's happening
next time.
Yeah, well, good luck. I hope it goes well.
Be alright, man.
It's a good date, I reckon.
Yeah.
Take it to a gig for free.
I'm quite good at those.
Are you going to review it and put it on the website after?
Yeah.
Pure voice journalism. I went to see Dan the Sack on my first date, and here's how it went.
No, if it was Vice, you'd have to be on acid.
Yeah. On Charlie.
So, I've got a bit of a night out when I should be doing my dissertation.
Yeah, I went out last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, it was Jack. Jack's my housemate.
I know. I think
tall guy, like kind of. Yeah, I don't know. Well, it wasn't actually his birthday, but it was. You know, obviously we've all just come back, so we went
Monday
for dinner.
What do you do on Mondays?
Cafe Parfait is really busy on a Monday.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was busy Sunday.
Yeah, I bet. But we went to Turtle Bay first, had dinner.
I love Turtle Bay.
It was so tasty.
Best restaurant in the world, isn't it?
I don't know. But it's awesome. It's awesome, but I'm not going to say that.
You sound like me, Lou.
Yeah.
Like, best. Oh, it's the best ever.
It is the best.
I got the ribs.
Did your ribs might be good?
Ribs. Oh, my God.
Pork's good. Chicken's good. Chicken's great.
It's all good.
Stop talking about food.
Jack had a curried goat.
Whoa.
I've had curried goat.
It comes in this big pot. Yeah. It's just like great.
I've had it at festivals. It's not the same.
I'm really jonesing for a spicy Nando's now.
The ribs were really spicy, and it came with coleslaw and these sweet potato.
We should go again.
So good.
We should go again.
I probably spent about 30 quid there, though, which is annoying.
Yeah, it's an expensive one.
Did someone say after this? I'll be up for that.
I can't. Let's do it another day.
Are you sure?
Tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I get paid tomorrow.
Do I do it tomorrow? I'll be up.
We'll work out our affair.
Yeah.
Alright, next is Gorillaz for some reason, but it's a good song.
Which song?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, nice.
And then Behemoth. Who's Behemoth?
They're lovely. They're like Coldplay.
It's going to scare
love
you.
I love the song.
I'm going to love it, I can tell.
They're not angry, they're just misunderstood.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I like that song.
What's the message?
The dark side, come over.
Like Star Wars?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about Star Wars?
Yeah, it's all about Star Wars.
I like it better now.
It's not. All death metal.
They're playing next Tuesday, after we hand in our dissertations, they're playing Star Wars in the top first three. Original three.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We go watch that after we hand in our dissertation. I might. Make a pint.
I don't like those movies.
Why not?
You don't like Star Wars?
They're iconic and stuff.
Get out.
In terms of replay value, I've got no reason to watch them again.
I agree
really?
With Aiden.
Yeah.
I agree with Aiden.
I'm a massive Star Wars fan. I'm all over Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
I love Star Wars that much.
What do you think of that new trilogy then that's coming out?
I'm actually
it'll probably
excited.
Be terrible, but I'm still
I'm,
excited.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
definitely
like the Pixies album. I know it'll be bad, but I'm gonna watch
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, do you want to go to cinema this week to see Spider-Man 2?
Oh, I saw that on Sunday. I've really enjoyed it.
The thing I'm disappointed by, I know the big spoiler at the end already.
Oh, don't say.
I'll talk
during the advert.
Okay,
I think happens based on the comics.
Don't say it out loud, but it is what happens in the comics.
Three of us went, and only one guy wasn't that keen, but me and the other guy like really, really liked it. And there's a song at the end, it's an Alicia Keys song. I don't actually know what it's called, but the first verse is a Kendrick verse, and it's so good.
Really?
The verse is
that's double reason to go now.
Kendrick's verses on everything are good.
He's got that angry, like, shouty tone of voice just nailed at the moment, and it just makes you so, like,
check that out.
Yeah.
I want to see Noah, because Darren Aronofsky's my favourite director.
I've not heard that good things.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't heard good things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But apparently, it's like the effects and everything are really good, but there's not much of a story.
What's your favourite Aronofsky film?
The Wrestler, obviously. Oh, yeah.
I need to see that.
It's amazing.
Really
good film. It's a great film.
I still haven't seen the second half, actually.
No, it's a great film.
In terms of films out at the moment, the only ones I like really pinpointed to try and see are Spider-Man 2 and Captain America 2.
Oh, yeah, I love superhero films.
And apparently, that's like really well respected now at the moment. The second Captain America. Yeah, what's it called? Winter Soldier or something.
The problem with the first one was there was no memorable fight scenes.
There wasn't really, no.
There's not a memorable fight scene in it.
Look up like the ratings on IMDb or whatever.
Oh, it's 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, people are loving it. People are really liking it.
I'll go see that.
More so than like the Avengers or anything else.
Oh, and the new X-Men's coming out.
Oh, that does look good, actually.
I love
yeah.
X-Men. I love Marvel. I'm going to marry Stanley.
What we're confused about with the new X-Men, we were talking about in my house, is when's it set in relation to the last film that just came out? Because
I don't know.
Professor
the Wolverine
X,
one?
No, like the last X-Men film, First Class or whatever it's called.
First Class.
First Class
back
is
in
way
time
in the past,
They go back and forth in time.
Because Professor X can, the young Professor X can walk.
Yeah.
But if it's set after the last film, then he's got the bullet in his spine and all that. Yeah. I don't know.
I have to watch it.
It's weird. And I'm also excited. Wolverine in the trailer has, you know, he has metallic claws, but they're like made of bone in the trailer. If you watch the trailer, when he gets his claws
out. He doesn't age, doesn't he? Does he? So, I don't know.
I don't know that well.
Too many plot holes.
I don't think it's plot holes. I think it's just things I don't know about yet.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch it. I'll take you to see it.
Anyway, we had like an actual good music debate happening, which always seems to happen when the music was on.
Which one?
Well, we was doing Oasis versus Blur. And what was the other thing?
Lydia?
Oh, maybe. But yeah, Oasis versus Blur, because I think I'm the only one that's going to fight for Blur.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
But
I'll tell you what, I used to prefer Blur.
Right.
If now, Oasis have too many sing-alongs. Like,
yeah.
I don't think Blur just a bit like, eh. Okay. That one song about the parks.
Parks. Brilliant.
And
do you not think they're a lot more interesting musically?
Funner.
I don't get why people
I'd say
why people say Blur are that like musically interesting.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
I mean, think it's just in comparison to Oasis, who aren't musically interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
I think also I think Blur's non-single stuff is a lot more kind of exciting and different.
I've listened to full albums and I just don't get that vibe. I just don't get that.
You get a better pair at Blur gig.
That's what matters, isn't it?
I've seen Blur twice, I think.
Enjoy them?
Yeah, very
Damon
much.
Damon Albarn's doing Wedged Rooms.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing a little show at Wedged Rooms.
I've never really enjoyed his solo stuff, to be honest. But
I bet he does Blur stuff. He's got to do Blur stuff. You'd be a bit annoyed if you went to see Damon Albarn and didn't do Parklife.
Yeah.
Right?
He won't do Parklife.
Or whatever the big song. Song 2.
He won't do Song 2.
Why won't he do Song 2?
Because he's... have you heard his new album? It's not like that. It's...
Yeah, but you pay a lot of money to see him, do it. That's what people really pay to see him,
like. Well, maybe.
But yeah, I'm more of an Oasis guy, I think. The older I've gotten, the more I've gone to Oasis over Blur.
Do you have... Like, you see what I said about when we were playing the Gorillaz song, and that's quite a big case for Damon Albarn, is everything he's done since Blur.
I'd say, yeah. I'd prefer Gorillaz to either of them bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
even Noel since Oasis, what is it, High Flying Birds.
Yeah, yeah,
none of it's interesting.
That's,
no, wasn't it? It was like well acclaimed, and I thought it was great, but it wasn't pushing boundaries or anything. Like Blur, not like what Albarn does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He wrote like a Chinese musical or whatever it was.
Yeah. Something like that.
Is it The Good, the Bad, the Queen? Is that about?
Oh yeah, that was Supergroup years ago. That was, I remember them.
And then he goes back and does a Blur reunion. He does Gorillaz. I think he's out of Oasis and Blur. Like he's the genius.
Yeah. I'd say so. What else?
You see the rumours that Albarn and Noel might do something together.
That'd be cool. That'd create a lot of.
I think that's the pinnacle of those two that I'd like to see.
I think that'd go down really well as well. I'd get a lot of press on that.
Surely it would be so. Cause it'd be a combination of those two. It'd be amazing.
Yeah,
they've been on stage and stuff. Together now, and charity gigs.
Imagine the
stuff.
Ticket sales they make as well.
Yeah, huge.
That's huge ticket sales.
But what if they made an album? It was rubbish. That would just be horrible.
No, I think they'll still make a lot of money.
Well,
so Lily Allen's new album leaked, and she did a comeback gig at Shepherd's Bush Empire the other night, and it looked awesome. Just saying, they did a rundown on the NME.
The only thing I read about it was that she had to go at her dad because he wasn't dancing. And her husband wasn't paying attention, apparently, so she got angry.
But that's totally Lily, though.
Yeah.
That's full on Lily. But she just takes everything as a joke.
Mm.
And I quite liked the Hard Out Here song, so I'm really looking forward to this. Jesus. I loved her first
album. Apparently, the album doesn't sound anything like the single. So
that's nice. I loved the second album. I thought the second album was brilliant.
I think the first two
were
great.
I did like one of her albums.
She released the single called Jesus, didn't she?
Yeah.
It's not that good.
There was, what was it?
I don't think the singles will be that
good. Do you like Lily Allen earlier?
Nah, not really.
Nah.
I think she's a bit different. I
kind of like Turbo Pop.
But she's not in that bracket.
She did one really good album years ago. I can't remember which one.
But the first one.
Yeah, maybe. Like second one was 2006, 2008.
I just kind of liked it when she was a little less weird and just singing songs about London.
Yeah.
LDN.
First one. Yeah.
LDN, that's my favourite song.
That's a great song.
There was a song called 22. Not Fair. Not Fair is a great song.
That's a good song. There's one called Littlest Things, which was so nice.
Yeah.
Like the littlest.
Yeah, FU. Have you heard FU?
Yeah.
That's a tune.
I don't know what Air Balloon is.
And she's actually good live. Like, she plays with a band and everything. Like, she's got some musical integrity.
Somewhere
she knows what she's doing as well. So I'd quite like to see her. I hope she tours.
Yeah, she will.
And I hope Jesus is a good album. I'm going to get it tonight.
Is that the name of the album?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
My name must be Roland.
All right, well, let's hear some quality music, shall we? Who's excited?
Quality
music.
Big song at the moment. And Sean scored some pretty big hipster points by saying he heard this song before anyone else.
I did.
And he said it would be huge.
Well,
I did say it would be huge. I told y'all.
Enjoy it, Sean.
So your ears are in for a treat. Check this out.
This is your student station, Radio Sonar.
Love it.
Yeah, good tune.
Love it. Even just that feedback at the end.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I'm sorry.
You don't even like that song?
No, I didn't like it. I just don't like Libertines. Maybe it's all the hype around all the people who liked them I didn't like. Maybe it's just Kyle high school subconscious. I don't know.
You don't like good things?
No, I don't. No, like, apart from Bastille. What?
Every week.
Wait, and Frank Turner. He's pretty amazing, isn't he?
He's good, definitely.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's alright.
Isn't he there?
Huh?
Isn't he there?
Who?
Frank Turner. Amazing.
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
You haven't seen him in a while. You're getting like the drawers.
I am getting a bit. I'm getting a bit like twitchy.
When's the next time you're seeing him now?
Sonosphere.
Yes. Are you going to Sonosphere, Leo? Are you going
I'm
to
not sure.
The days?
I think so.
Yeah. Ben's the only one who's going to festival for, apart from you now, for a whole weekend, aren't
oh,
you?
Which one are you going to?
I'm
going to
book Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
The lineup's not great, but I just want to see Chili's and Biffy, and that'd be fun.
You're going to Sonosphere?
Yeah.
For your 100%. Fan club?
With my fan club, yeah.
You have a fan club?
No, I just got a load of people I talk to about music online, and we'll just get a big camp down there and stuff.
Do that'd be fun.
Never met him before.
Do the fancy. Yeah. I have actually. Oh, the last time we camped together.
I have met.
Yeah, the last time we camped together for a festival.
I've had friends from Sonosphere. 2011, I've never seen them since.
I have friends.
It's weird we haven't seen someone like years, and last time we see him at the festival.
Yeah.
And the next time you see him is at the festival. It's kind of weird, but kind of cool.
Yeah. We're
all going to be doing the fancy dress for the Friday, so.
What's the theme?
It's wrestling. Of course it is.
Didn't even need to ask her.
Was WrestleMania on Easter?
It was first Sunday after we broke up.
So actually, what did you think of it?
I watched most of it.
Do you enjoy it? You enjoyed it.
I fell asleep when all the girls were fighting.
Oh, so you awoke for the street getting broken.
Did you watch? Yeah, you watched the street.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think?
It was cool, I suppose.
Good city, wasn't it?
Everyone just looked at each other like describe, yeah, like I didn't know what to think.
That was the most silent I've seen a crowd who've been into something for years.
I just wish it was a better match.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite a good match.
Yeah.
I just thought, as someone that has never watched it before, that it was obvious that he was going to lose, because he's always won, so the only way that it would be interesting is if he lost.
Yeah, but every year for like the past 6 or 7 years, they've been kind of bigging up like the streak.
Yeah, from our side, we thought it was a guaranteed win, and Brock Lesnar was like a nothing victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't really seem to have any personality or anything, Brock Lesnar.
No, Paul Heyman has all the personality for him.
Oh, was that the weird old guy? Yeah,
yeah, with
the
skull.
Who's meant to be his like boss or something?
Yeah, the manager.
So it's good for him. I'm glad you watched it.
Yeah, we're very happy for you, Alice. You're now in the clique.
But I fell asleep before the big finale.
Oh, right. that was good.
Oh well, it was obvious again that he was going to win.
Yeah. Cool. Let's not talk about wrestling.
Predictable. It's a load of rubbish.
Yeah. Alice, you should come out on Sunday to watch this midget TLC match.
That sounds ridiculous.
Still talking about wrestling, Aiden.
That's true.
Hey, man, this is midgets fighting. It's the future.
Stop.
All right. Give us some music to talk about.
I went to see Listener the other night.
Oh yeah.
No. Well, there was another gig.
Oh yeah. I went to another gig, guys. I'm a music journalist.
Oh, he is.
They're really good.
Where was this?
Joiners. I really like the Joiners.
I love the Joiners.
In terms of like dank venues, that's the dank venue.
It's the best.
Like.
It's my favorite. It's the best, isn't it?
Probably my favorite venue like ever.
Yeah, it's probably my top two.
It's sort of my like local. It's my adopted local.
It is. Totally. And their sound's always really good. And people who go there are always kind of cool.
I like how dingy it is as well. Yeah, it's like a proper small venue.
It's punk.
Yeah,
kind of. It's kind of.
No door on the toilet.
No door
on the toilet.
That's why I like it. And yeah, Listener are really cool. Do you know who Listener are, Ellis? They are, how do you describe Listener?
Spoken word.
Spoken word.
Oh, really?
But is like it? Schizophrenic-y and it's a schizophrenic punk.
Yeah, it's
spoken
great.
Spoken word. But they all, it was
that
a three
sounds
piece,
quite cool.
But it was a three-piece band, this thing, but he still does this weird spoken word thing. That's really cool and really.
That did sound, that if you described it like that.
Yeah, you'd like them.
Yeah,
oh
yeah. Have you not listened to them?
No.
Oh man, I think you'd like Listener. Yeah,
they're really good. And they covered War Pigs in a schizophrenic-y spoken word way. And
what's
really
the
good.
Message?
It's like you should be friends with everyone. Kind
no,
of.
It's not. Look, Ellis, it's really deep.
It's, yeah, it gets
I'm
deep,
pretty deep.
But
it's genuine. No,
it's quite
well,
deep. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to explain what the message is.
It's
very deep.
It gets. Okay. Some of the songs.
Yeah.
He does like to be friends with everyone, though. He got really fat. He was really fat, the singer.
Not
Dan.
Cares?
When he stood next to me, I was like a little girl when he stood next to me. He's like, oh, that guy I've been listening to all week.
So, yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, went to Joyous. And there's a big punk festival to join us this weekend called WTF Fest.
Oh,
who's playing?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Noel's
there.
Iron Cheek. Yeah.
They got the Murder Burgers, who we saw the other night.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing.
Is
like,
that
Nay
Harvest playing or something?
Yeah, they're playing.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
They've got, you know that little sound, you know that little music store opposite it? You ever pass? There's a little music store opposite it. And they've got Pariso playing in there.
Where's this?
For like 35 people only.
Honestly, I'd never noticed that there was a music shop across there.
I had no idea that was a music shop.
There's a little music shop opposite, just to the left of it.
I suppose I've never looked, because I've always gone at night.
Next to the
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be closed whenever you walk past it.
And they've got like Pariso playing, who are like this hardcore band.
Oh, that's cool.
That's interesting.
35 people, because they couldn't fit them in the joiners. So that would be really good if we went. And they've got Real Friends there, Modern Baseball, and some other punk bands. So I'm half tempted to go have a little stroll down at the
weekend. I think it might be sold out. I've read somewhere that it's on resale now.
Yeah, so. One of the days is sold out, at least one of the days. Wouldn't be surprised if it's all sold
out. I've liked the festival on Facebook, and I'm seeing, like, it's either sold out or selling out quick.
It's good, though. It's good. I think Southampton's got a good little punk thing going on.
Yeah. It's got loads of good little music
scenes going on. I Am The Avalanche playing, the hardcore stuff, Desolator to play in a few weeks.
They're from here, though.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. They're part of it. And so yeah, I Am The Avalanche. And then I'm going to Slam Dunk, everyone. Which kind of goes into the next song we're playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because they've got loads of ska punk bands playing. Anyone else?
I'm jealous. I would have gone if it wasn't like right before the dissertation.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, it's after dissertation.
Oh, is it after?
Before we finish uni.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like three weeks ago. I booked a little hotel. And
when is it? What's the date?
The date is the 26th, I think. It's on a Sunday. Oh. It's the second to last Sunday in May, or the last Sunday in May.
Yeah,
it's like 3 days before our final hand in.
That's why I didn't. That's why I didn't want to go.
It's the 27th of May, our final hand in.
Something like that. Maybe the 28th. See, I'm going to the Slam Dunk Festival to see Let Live, Cap Down, Less Than Jake, and All American Rejects.
That last one's not a hand in, though, isn't it? A presentation.
Yeah, it's presentation.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking forward to it. That's my festival. That's the festival I'm going to. Where you enjoy your Sonosphere and your R, right? I'm going to Slam Dunk Festival to see Cap Down.
Cap Down.
Yep.
Thrash Tuesday.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, music. And then Kanye, because it's kind of, you know, we're obligated to.
We have to play Kanye.
This is Radio Sonar.
What's that Stevie in reference to?
I don't know. Leo?
Somewhat one of his cousins or something? I don't know.
In the prison.
Yeah.
In the prison. Really. Let's get him out of jail.
You sound like the UKIPs. My name's Paul Nuttall.
Has anyone signed up to vote? That's quite soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I need to, just to make sure UKIP don't get a lead.
Yeah.
They won't. They've been making fools of themselves.
Anyone watch the Nigel Farage documentary?
What channel was it on?
Like ITV or Channel 4? Channel 4. That's definitely Channel 4.
Actually, speaking of Channel 4, how good was the first episode of Derek?
Oh, yeah, didn't see it. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Next one's on tomorrow. Catch up, mate.
Yeah, I know. Dissertation's taken over my life.
Give it a Beaver.
Yeah, it'll be on demand. Yeah. Just skim into it tonight. It's really good.
I wasn't really in the zone. I think you got to be in a particular zone.
Yeah, I wasn't in the zone that much.
Because he started saying all these sweet things like he does, and I was just a bit like, yeah, all right.
There were some bits. The Twitter thing made me laugh.
You can tell, like, how it's going to get sad at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting an idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I saw a little clip from tomorrow's show about money.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cool. Really, really good. Because, yeah, no.
So, yeah, I like Derek. I'm going to watch that tomorrow.
I think I said it before, I just think Gervais is just course, like, genius.
Yeah, he is. The older I got, the more I like Ricky Gervais and his comedy.
And The Office. The Office and Extras are just, like,
New Muppets movie.
I bet that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love The Muppets.
I love The Muppets. Who doesn't love The Muppets? Mm. Don't say anything, Leo.
No, I love
The Muppets.
Good.
I don't care about The Muppets.
I wouldn't say everyone loves The Muppets, but I don't think anyone can hate them.
No, I think if you hate them,
there's definitely like something wrong with you.
Yeah. We've got a course start out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I've got to make sure I get a load of work done today.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah, so we're definitely going. You coming?
Maybe.
Haven't even got The Hobbit, then we'll come back to mine, and then we'll, you know.
Pre drinks are mine, lads. Pre drinks are mine.
You know.
Yeah, pre drinks are mine. I'll get a taxi and we'll go.
Swear down.
I'm probably going to watch the Champions League, I'm afraid. It's probably more important.
We can watch who's going to this course night out? What?
The course?
The whole course?
I think people are coming.
Quite a lot, but I think that's the thing. The second year's only know, like, us in the third year, so we're the only third years to get invited.
Yeah, but we're cool third years. Or at least I am.
I knew it was leading down that way. Nah, that's cool. But yeah, no, you can get 12 Budweisers in Asda for £7 at the moment.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, so
we're
all
right, guys.
That's nice
cool.
of them.
We're cool, aren't we?
Let's do that. Yeah. Well, we have a night out by ourselves.
We're cool. Yeah,
why not?
Yeah,
Anyone notice anything new about me? Anything different?
Yeah, you agreed with us on something today. Well done.
apart from that.
And he's talking about his hair. Oh, yeah, you got a new tattoo.
We've done that. Anything else?
You've got a beard still.
Play a song.
Guys.
Let's do it now.
I got a new trim. I got a new haircut.
Oh, my God, I never noticed.
How good do I look?
I want the radio people to tweet in and see what they think.
All the listeners. Let me know what you
all
think.
All the listeners, tell us what you think of how Lee looks.
My new haircut. It was £26.
We've had one message in about the haircut. Arrest after Wild Boars released.
What have you done?
Oh god, there's actually wild boars loose in Bridgend following they said following a burglary though, as if to imply that the burglary led to wild boars being escaped. So someone must have had a load of boars in their house.
Yeah. Might be a farm. That's what it implies.
And also one of my friends from home's got the death sentence.
What the Brotherhood?
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Not quite lad pack. Yeah. Lad pack.
Did it. Did one.
How are the lads?
Who's the chief of the Brotherhood? Oh, sorry.
Ellis is chief of the Brotherhood.
Nah.
So your mate who's chief of the Brotherhood has got 683 death penalties.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Wow, he's been up to something.
I don't remember him going to Egypt.
Cool. Yeah, I got a haircut.
All right.
It's quite nice.
Did you actually take a picture of the guy from
Native? Yeah, but I was like, can you slick it back rather than how his is? And they're like, yeah, sure, babe.
Where did you go?
I think she just gives the same haircut to everyone who has a beard.
That's a bit beard and glasses. They know what you want.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I see where you're going.
Quite close. Yeah.
Can I see that picture?
She just cut off too much of my hair. She took the back, and she wasn't really meant to do the back.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. That guy, he's got more side there than you do, definitely.
Yeah. She did it. She went a bit too close to.
That's the thing though. Your side flops down enough so you can get away with it.
Yeah, right. But she definitely fancied me. She's a proper cougar.
What like number is it where it's at the shortest, do you know?
I'm at number 2.
I never know what number to ask for. Is that a 2?
That's 2. Too much, mate.
I really need a haircut, actually.
What else? They're doing £5 haircuts for students.
Oh, where?
No, for anyone who apprentice cuts.
Where?
It's called Equinox down Oxford Street.
I've literally just got a haircut, so it's me asking.
Bedford Place, Wednesday morning, you can get them for £5.50.
One's £5.
Well, yeah,
and it's at a salon as well.
Yeah, so but this way, this one isn't an apprentice, so I don't have to be as anxious as I normally am.
You haven't got any hair to be anxious about.
No, that's true, but it's still hard to cut the sides off carefully.
Yeah, no, that is a bit weird. I don't know. I definitely need a haircut. What should I do?
£5, salon apprentice.
I think you should grow it and go feral.
Good.
Feral. What's that mean?
You know, like all scraggly long hair, big beard.
Well, the apprentice is from Seattle, and they're like, yeah, like she came over here because no one cuts their hair in Seattle.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Grunge is back.
Yeah, if I'm into being a band, I should have like, you know, hair and stuff.
A beard, a bit more of a beard. You should grow a beard. I think your beard.
It's not there yet. I don't get enough cheek.
I do. Do you like it? You're impressed?
I can tell.
Are you impressed?
I'm not like impressed.
Well.
You haven't really earned the right to grow hair. It just happened, you know?
Well. I think I've earned it right.
How did you earn your beard?
Being just cool.
Being cool, brilliant. Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah, look at Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Next up is
best beard.
What?
Saint Vincent. Someone tell me about
them.
She's great.
Yeah, she's good. You'll probably like it.
Oh, I think I've actually heard of her. If it's just her,
yeah, you'd like this, Ellis.
Isn't there a band called Miss Vincent?
Is there?
I don't know.
That movie.
But she's great. It's like the best pop album of this year. Well, if you can count it as pop.
I would.
Debatable.
Is she the best female singer songwriter in the country?
No, she is pop. Is she in the best pop cut out?
Pop album of the year?
Nina Nesbitt.
No. Oh.
Definitely.
You nearly made me swear on the radio, don't you?
It's very such a good album, I'm telling you. It's such a good album.
This is a lot better.
It's not.
It definitely is.
This is called Birth in Reverse, and then there's a Pixie song that everyone likes.
That sounds disgusting.
Big Sean.
Sean.
So why are they rubbish now, Sean?
Well, the album was going alright, but then I got bored of it. Because have you heard the song Bag Boy? It was like a single they did years ago, and just the worst song they've ever done. It's just, they tried to like go a bit electronic, but they sound like old men who don't really understand electronic trying to do it.
It's probably exactly what they are.
It is what they are, yeah. Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
So weird.
It's disappointing. I used to love that band, and
how can
massive downhill.
Two songs.
How can a band that can make something like that just start making rubbish?
They got rid of the bassist, and
I was gonna say, who are the original members that are left in there now?
Oh, everyone but the bassist, but she was the other songwriter.
Okay, yeah.
And the other vocalist. So
there's only two songs there that I like.
Really?
The other one?
And Wave of Mutilation.
That's a great song.
It's a really good song, isn't it?
But Doolittle and Surfer Rosa.
Doolittle's alright.
I remember in the first album. Year you put Surfer Rosa down as your most important album of all time.
Yeah. They are quite important albums. Yeah.
Did we have to do that in like a lecture sometime?
It was one of the first ones we had. I think we split into two groups, weren't we?
What did everyone else put? I don't remember that.
I put the first Black Sabbath album.
Oh, important albums. I might have done...
You did the Black album.
You did the Black album. Yeah.
You can't do that. You weren't in our group,
I
think.
No, I wasn't. But I think I did Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
I probably would have done OK Computer, but I don't remember.
Black album was the most important.
Of metal,
of all the metal.
Changed everything, really.
It did, in a way.
Did it invent metal?
Changed it.
Yeah.
Mold.
It definitely commercialised it.
Yeah.
Changed rock music.
Yeah.
Made
it acceptable.
We're all agreeing a lot today.
Yeah, this is nice. It's because we haven't seen each other in a while. We're in good spirits.
So, Frank Turner, yeah.
Frank Turner, how amazing is Frank Turner, right?
He's alright, isn't he?
Like trees.
Well,
England rivers.
Let's not go there. Usual. Let's keep this. Let's keep this in high spirits. One Direction. What a terrible band.
All the what are they doing? They're opening something already the other day.
Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yeah, who's playing Radio 1 Big Weekend? Oh, I'm excited.
Wow, this looks all
Ed Sheeran. I love watching it on TV.
Oh, that's some headlining Coldplay. That's a weird one.
Who is
One Direction?
No, it's. They're bigger from... No, not bigger from Coldplay.
Look where Kings of Leon are. Look where Kings of Leon are.
They've really gone downhill now, haven't they?
That's mad.
Katy Perry's headline.
When did Paolo Nutini get bigger than Kings of Leon?
I know, like, recently...
Paolo Nutini is on a huge...
1975 are well low down, too.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Wait a minute. In New Music We Trust stage, Kasabian.
You meet at 6 o'clock.
I love how you lean back in the microphone just to laugh so everyone can, you know that you were laughing disparagingly at that.
Subfocus are above You Meet at 6, which is a bit weird.
Yeah. Kings of Leon are the third headliner at Isle of Wight.
Look how low down the Kooks are.
No one cares about
them. Yeah, no one.
Or Caxons.
Wilkinson's.
Oh, Lord's playing. That's cool.
Tiesto's headlining.
That'll be a nice little thing.
It's not bad, though, is it?
I like watching all this on TV, on the computer.
Yeah. That was nice to like.
Oh, it's good to watch.
If you went along on.
Katy Perry would be amazing.
On the middle day, that would be really good, apart from One Direction, Bastille, and Sheeran. Oh, Jake Bug, of course.
I love Ed Sheeran. I'm going to see Ed Sheeran later too. Maybe. I've got a ticket. I didn't buy it.
Hope you enjoy it.
Well, I saw him in a 500. I've seen him in pubs.
Alright, mate. Hipster.
Well done.
A proper. You know, with the beard and the haircut.
I'm going quite hipster, aren't I? And the glasses. It's quite a hipster.
And you've been bigging up Jabberwocky a lot.
Yeah, I have. I'm turning into Joe, you? If you're listening. Big up.
You have no
big ups.
It's a joke.
I get jokes.
That's a music joke. That's
a music one.
That's good. It's the kind of thing we should be doing.
Yeah, we like music here, don't we? We talk about music.
Yeah, it's good. Do we?
What album's coming out? I'm just doing Steel Panther album. That's not music.
Swans. The Swans album. Swans? That's going to be really good. I don't think anyone cares about that, though, but that will be really good. It's 2 hours long
that.
And mental.
Frank Ocean album.
I've got to check all the metal albums that are coming out soon.
Sophomore, it's called. I think it's out in the summer.
I always love his singles, and then the albums will disappoint me.
Oh, Channel Orange was amazing.
I don't get the hype.
Oh, that was so good.
Ellis, did you participate in Record Store Day?
Oh, Down EP's coming out next month.
Oh, that'll be good.
There's a few albums.
Crowbar.
Trash Talk.
Crowbar, I Hate... Crowbar, Prong, I Hate God, and...
I Hate
Crowbar,
God.
All in the same month of releasing something.
Oh, it's going to be a sludgy May.
And Faded. Oh, dear.
Quote.
Can we play some down?
Do we have any down? I don't think we do.
What are they called?
Killer Be Killed. That's going to be interesting.
That's leaked now, that has. Oh, Austrian Death Machine. Wait a minute, Austrian Death Machine.
They still
the
singer,
singer's in jail.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
This can't be right.
Well, maybe they planned it and...
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. Well,
apparently it is coming out.
Oh, no, yeah, it was finished last February. He was arrested last May.
They're
still
going to
bring it out.
The PR on that would be brilliant. Oh.
Just write a song about
They'll sell twice as many records just because of the press they'll do on that.
Yeah. Well, the other members.
Oh,
set
there was
a little
news story yesterday. Apparently, the remaining members of Lost Prophets.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are doing an album either produced or working with the singer of Thursday.
Yeah, I think he's.
Really?
Yeah.
What, Jeff Rickley?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be singing.
But, I don't think he's doing any contributing
is,
anything.
I saw someone on. I think the PR, his PR has just suddenly told him to sip everything because there was journalists tweeting him this morning asking for interviews with him, so clearly the PRs have not been responding about interviews with him.
Yeah, that'll be really
interesting. So he's been told to sip it now. Lost Prophets are definitely doing something.
The dude from Fez that they're working with says, like, listen to the sound stuff. It's sort of like a New Order Joy Division-y type thing.
Oh, awesome.
It sounds like some sort of like vintage English rock music.
Yeah, he came to Southampton like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't
like a week ago. I gave him a guest list, but right here.
Yeah. Damn.
And I was actually listening to Start Something yesterday on day four. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Anyone remember End Credits with Chase and Status and Plan B?
Oh yeah,
good song.
When I went to see Prodigy at Milton Keynes Bowls, I was watching Chase and Status. I was getting really bored, and I just thought they might old Plan B might turn up to see End Credits. And I was halfway through. I was just I'm so bored. I'm gonna go see Lethal Bizzle. I went to see Lethal Bizzle and he was amazing. But when I got back, they were like, "Oh, Plan B came on and did End Credits." I'm like, "Ah!"
And
I could have seen it because Lethal Bizzle was late on. Watch Casper.
And this is Lit. Who asked for Lit?
I did. I love Lit.
Anyone else?
Lit, mate.
Anyone else?
Nah.
Lit.
I don't remember them.
Lit, you'll remember them.
Yeah, you remember my own worst enemy.
They are the best pop punk band, apart from Bowling for Soup and a few others.
Just off the basis of that song?
That album.
Okay, whatever.
And let's all right. Let's have a little listen.
Much so, that's why I like it.
Because you're a hipster.
Hipster,
Joe. It's like pop punk for hipsters. Lit. What's the message?
I'm gutted. This girl doesn't like
that. You own worst enemy.
Sounds like every pop song ever.
Hello, would they like to come in?
Pop punk. Pop. Who is it?
Who are they?
Don't know. Who is it?
It's Andrew and Rebecca.
Hello, Andrew and Rebecca.
Hi, Andrew and Rebecca.
Should be doing this on air.
Yeah.
Shout out to Andrew and Rebecca.
Big up.
Alright, now we can go back to talking about nonsense. Nonsense as usual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm under scrupulation now that there's definitely people listening.
Doesn't matter normally, we can just chill. My friend just texted me and said he was actually listening.
Friend texted me. Oh, yeah.
And is Andy's?
Me mum's listening.
That's about four people.
His mum, you're looking ravishing today.
What? Okay,
you should love that.
How do you know?
Because I know.
She might look like awful for you, though.
No, I'm actually.
That's not very nice, Aiden.
I'm sorry, Mum.
Poor Mum.
I should recite the whole of Mr. T's Hall of Fame speech, like that way.
I watched the Hall of Fame the other day. It was amazing.
This year Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Mr. T was amazing.
Mr. T dropped the word mother 72 times during a 15-minute speech.
What?
Yeah,
it's a most amazing thing.
Sean, it's surreal.
He's a worker.
It's weird.
He knew what he was doing as well.
No, but the thing is, he like went off on one as well. It's like, and as my mother carried me over 9 months, and I came out of her urinary tract. Exact words.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
You have to watch it, Sean.
Okay, I will.
He was an actor before he was a wrestler. Yeah,
he was never really a wrestler.
I think he was an amateur one, apparently.
He was an amateur.
Just like a college one. That's about it, really. He's more of an actor, so to speak. Yeah, like 18.
Yeah, but it's an amazing thing to watch. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah.
I find it bizarre he was even involved in that.
Yeah, so I'm going tonight. You're all doing your dissertations then?
I will be working on my dissertation tonight, yes.
Playing Stick of Doom or.
I will play a bit of Stick of Truth, sorry, but you know, not
football.
Too much.
Football. Watch football.
Sure.
Football, X-Files, standard.
I'm going to finish football. My dissertation.
Ooh,
so get my words done.
Yeah, I've got to finish mine. That ain't gonna happen. Just getting binded, lads.
It's the last little hurdle now.
We all got an email about
Yeah, I saw that.
We all got about an email like dispelling some rumours and what you've got to hand it, what you've actually got to hand in. It's quite interesting.
Is it on the portal email?
It's portal email.
Oh, that's the one you told me about earlier, Sean. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need to have a look at that.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure in terms of like correct formatting. Like, I know there's pages like acknowledgements pages and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear my acknowledgements page?
Oh, yeah.
I did not tell you.
You have to do an acknowledgements.
My dissertation acknowledgements. It's amazing.
It's optional, but I'm just going for jokey ones like Louis is. Like, I like to thank WWE for keeping me sane with the network over this whole time.
Mine's better than that. I've just got to find it. You might have to.
You should definitely. Why wouldn't you say thanks to the Audio Addict guys for making my course really enjoyable?
Oh, that's the thing. I was going to name drop you guys as well.
I haven't.
Going to name drop me mother. Name drop Mulder and Scully.
Me mum.
Who could look terrible today, according to you?
I don't think she's listening at the moment, but she actually listens back to the recorded podcast as well,
that's
which is pretty cool.
I think quite a few people listen back to it.
Yeah.
I got them all on my iPod now. It took me ages to actually get that.
That's just taking up space. I can't imagine you ever willingly go back to listen to them.
I tried on the train the other day. It was a rubbish episode. I can't remember which one it was, but we were all just like sleepy and depressed.
Well, I think was that the last one? Because that was.
I don't know. My favourite one's the one with just me and Leo. To be fair, I think you guys.
I want to listen to that one.
Was that the one I was in hospital for?
Yeah.
That was bad.
We just talked about Kanye West forever.
That was my favourite one as well.
And we start talking about your What Culture piece, but we don't explain what we're doing. About 10 minutes into it, you just go, wait, do they know what I'm talking about?
that was pretty cool.
Which piece was that you were doing at the time?
I can't remember.
It was, I think it was child actors to play Thingamajig in The Last of Us.
Last of Us, yeah.
I think it was that one.
Yeah. Well, that's
And we spoke about your wrestling one, how you're now a writing extraordinaire and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm almost found it.
You're pretty much a famous journalist already.
Found it.
Oh, we got the list.
Couldn't load file.
Oh, what a shame.
Well,
we're just going to have to go home then.
Yeah.
Here's the gist. What is
right,
it?
Right, I'd like to thank Stone Cold Steve Austin, Diet Coke, Lad Pack, Bastille, Dry Shampoo, the neighbour who hated me, the housemate who still hates me, Dragon Force, Frank Turner, Fred Durst. What else?
Your boy Magnus and Paige.
Nah, nothing else. Wrestling.
Your boy Magnus.
What else? Galaxy Chocolate.
Oh, really
Kinder Egg.
Yeah, you're just making me really hungry. Yeah.
And most importantly of all, I'd like to thank myself.
Oh, that's good. You've been very good to yourself lately, Louis.
That was my acknowledgement. There's more, but
is that actually going
it would have been really
dissertation?
Funny. Really funny.
Something that's going to annoy you, because you always whine about social media, Facebook things, is when everyone posts
Tinder
pictures.
Is another one. I've got Tinder,
publicly thanking Tinder.
Yeah.
So.
Everyone's going to post pictures of their acknowledgements, and they're going to be really deep and like, thanks so much.
Yeah, and mine's going to get all the likes. Because
it's just funny.
Because it's hilarious.
I can't imagine any of us going to do deep ones.
I was going to drop in a nice personal thank you to the hospital for keeping me alive.
Yeah, you probably should do that.
Yeah, it's the least I can do.
I might do that one, the hospital for keeping Aidan alive.
Yeah, it's the least I can do. Like, thank a hospital for keeping me alive that never listens to this station. I was meant to go for an appointment yesterday. I better reschedule that,
die.
Silly Aidan.
Easter, how was your Easter?
I have one Easter egg.
Aren't we supposed to be like going soon?
We can finish up, and then the Beatles and Usher is our last pairing.
Wrap it up, guys. I can't believe we didn't play Bastille. We've got to play Bastille next week.
No, never.
No, we don't.
We don't have to.
Are they actually in your acknowledgements?
Yeah,
like, you should put them in there.
Do they genuinely mean something to you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're so rubbish. we'll be back next week, probably. Should be, yeah. We would have given in our dissertations. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's on the day. That's the same day.
It's the same day.
What's until 4?
Well, I'm going to be coming in early and handing it in just before we come here.
Yeah,
10 a.m. I'm in. I'm going to get Louise to bind it for me because she said she'd do it for free.
So then we should be on a really nice high during the show, you know?
That'd be cool.
Really excited.
Maybe get a couple of beers in.
Yeah.
I think we might get kicked out for that, but we could make it the last show.
We could.
How many shows do we have left?
About three.
Oh, that's good, because I'll say I'm leaving in four and a half, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I might miss one at some point.
Oh, we'll work it out.
Yeah,
you have to give us all the controls.
We could watch Star Wars afterwards.
Nah.
All right.
I'm thinking about just doing a barbecue at ours if you want to come.
Sounds nice.
I like barbecue.
We should wrap it up.
It's nice of us.
This is. Nah, it's not my favourite Beatles song. I was about to say it, but that was a lie. See you later. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.